Wednesday, November the 3rd, and today we're in chapter 60 of Isaiah, and we're going to look at the whole chapter, I think, today, move a little faster. We saw yesterday in the opening verse of chapter 60, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." We noticed yesterday that the gender of the pronoun, "your light," is feminine, and he's thinking here of Zion. He's thinking of the city of Zion where God dwells, and it's a metaphor for the church, God's people, God's community. And right now, there's darkness. Verse 2, "Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you." And Isaiah is looking into the future. He's thinking perhaps of the post-exile period when there was no prophet and things were dark for 400 years. He's thinking of how Jesus comes and he is the light of the world. But I think he's thinking even beyond that, to the new Jerusalem, to the new heavens and new earth. There's always darkness around us because this is a world of sin and rebellion. But God is coming. Light is coming that will dispel the darkness. The glory of Christ, as you read this chapter, the glory of Christ will unite his people. And as you read this passage, perhaps you should also read simultaneously Revelation 21 from verses 24 to 27. Revelation 21 verses 24 through 27. And you'll see John, the Apostle John, using similar, if not identical language to describe the new Jerusalem. Well, the future glory of the people of God when the light of the world, who is Jesus, has come. That's what chapter 60 is about. We'll look at chapter 61, or at least the beginning of it, tomorrow. But for now, have a wonderful day.